with SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump's agenda could be in jeopardy. The Supreme Court weighs the constitutionality of his sweeping tariffs. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Tariffs have played a central role in the president's economic and foreign policy agenda during his second term, and he describes his tariff case as one of the most important in American history. Last week, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments about the president's use of an emergency law to impose import taxes. During the 2.5-hour session, conservative justices asked some tough questions about the legality of Donald Trump's unilateral tariff authority. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Flight cuts at airports around the country created headaches for travelers on Friday.
More than 1,000 flights were cut, but the airline stayed mostly on schedule. Karen Soika was supposed to be on one of the canceled flights out of Newark.
Talk to a few people here. They're saying, if I were you, I would not travel over the next 3 days. It's going to get worse.
There were last-minute cancellations and long security lines at 40 airports targeted for the slowdown. Gail Daly was trying to fly out of Denver. She's sick of the shutdown.
It's just a game back and forth of holding out who's going to get their way.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the number of canceled flights could double if the shutdown continues. I'm Ed Donahue.
UPS and FedEx are grounding some of their planes after last week's deadly crash in Kentucky. More from correspondent Ron Taylor.
UPS and FedEx have decided to ground their fleets of MD-11 planes out of an abundance of caution after a deadly crash at a UPS Global Aviation Hub in Kentucky. The companies announced their decision separately late Friday. The MD-11 aircraft make up about 9% of the UPS airline fleet and 4% of the FedEx fleet. The companies stated their decisions were made proactively at the recommendation of the aircraft manufacturer. Ron Taylor reporting.
And this is SRN News. Americans being asked to weigh in on the issue of faith. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds about 2/3 of adults would prefer that the country be made up of people belonging to a variety of different religions, while the other 1/3 would rather the U.S. be predominantly Christian. Strong majorities of white evangelical Protestants and Hispanic Protestants would prefer the country was mostly Christian, as do 55% of Republican Party members. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lawsuit filed by 3 Dallas residents seeks to strike down dozens of city ordinances they say violate a law that prevents Texas cities from adopting liberal policies. A law passed 2 years ago made it illegal for cities and countries to enact statutes that promote the LGBT agenda and other ideologies if they violate state law. The Texas Public Policy Foundation says the cities don't get to pick and choose which state laws they follow. This is SRN News. West Virginia Governor Patrick Morrisey lobbying for more federal agencies in his state.
I think that President Trump knows that he has a lot of support in our state. We're going to treat people well, and we show great respect for the rule of law. And that's what you look at when you have an environment for the FBI. So I'm a big advocate of getting some of these agencies out into the field across the country.
The FBI currently operates a significant criminal justice information service complex in Clarksburg, West Virginia. Economist Steve Moore calling out blue states for enabling cheating on SNAP benefits.
They've either invalidated or not enforcing work requirements. And this is one of the big issues in this dispute between the Republicans and Democrats. I'm sorry, if you're able-bodied and you're of working age, stop watching TV, stop playing computer games, and get a job.
Moore was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network, and you'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.